Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, sir?
Who are you looking? Are you looking for someone specific? Do you know my name? Or are you just calling random numbers?
We're just calling random numbers about the hurricane, sir.
Yeah, I own a house. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir, and is your home a single-family home or detached or townhome, apartment,
this,
condominium?
This won't take
or...
long, will it? You have, how long? How many questions do you got? How long does this normally take?
This survey takes about 10 to 12 minutes, sir.
All right, I might have another call coming in, but I can do it until then, I guess.
Okay. All right. So is your home a single-family home or a detached or townhome,
I have
apartment?
I have a multi-family home. I have a mother-in-law suite. It's a 4-4. I have a 3-3 and a single 1-1 in the back.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Okay. All right, sir. Can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
1954.
54. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so then, have any upgrades, you know, upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
I put specifically, since I bought it, a brand new roof, hurricane windows, hurricane shutters. You're talking about just hurricanes? I've done a lot of shit since I bought it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so in how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I've been living in Florida 35 years. That was 4 years
35
old.
Years. Okay,
yeah.
35. All right. Okay, so in, have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, hurricane 1, category 1 hurricane, category 2, category 3, or 4 or 5?
I've experienced all of them.
Okay, so be so you experienced all five.
Everything, yeah.
Category. Okay, all right.
Probably
all right,
so category five. I was here when Hurricane Andrew hit.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell me the name or the year of the hurricanes? Starting with the category one.
Man, I'm not going to, I can't, I don't really want to go through all that. I mean, I went through Andrew in 92, Wilma.
Okay, 90.
Francis. 92, Matthew,
Andrew.
Irma. Whatever hurricanes, usually the ones, I'm usually here for the hurricanes. So any hurricanes that hit since 1989.
Uh-huh, from 89, right? So it'll be, Andrew, 92, and then Aaron.
Aaron, I was here for you.
Okay, Aaron, that was in 95. Have the other ones, Opal.
What was it called?
Georges and Opal. Irene.
Yeah, Irene, I remember, yeah.
Okay, Irene, okay, Irene. And category 4, do you remember what year there was? I mean, got Francis and Charlie and Ivan.
Yeah, I remember all those, yeah.
Okay. Ivan and
I think that was like 05 or something. Francis.
Yeah, Francis, yeah, 2004.
Oh, 2004, yeah. So the next year was Wilma.
Francis. Okay. Okay, sir, and have you or any adults in the household lived in a, you know, in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
In a home that was damaged by a hurricane? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right, sir, and can you tell me what was the estimated damage in dollars? If you remember?
As a kid, it was just like trees uprooted, shit like that, you know? A lot of times trees, fences have been knocked down. Nothing really like really super serious, honestly.
But do you remember that, you know, the dollar amount, you know, estimated damage?
I mean, it would be hard to say over that many years. I mean, for what, each storm? I would say, I don't know, $1,000.
Thousand. Let's put $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so in, can you tell me what were the primary causes, you know, of damage? You say wind, debris, breaking windows, right?
Trees being uprooted, you know, fences being knocked down.
Okay, yeah. What about ocean surge or flooding related to a hurricane or trees falling? You said trees falling, right?
Yeah, trees being ripped out. Wind, you know, wind, there's always a wind damage.
Okay. Okay, and how vulnerable do you feel from damage from hurricane related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Me personally, where my house is and having a brand new windows, shutters, roof, and I'm not in a flood zone, I would say not too vulnerable. Yeah.
Not too vulnerable. Okay. All right. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, you know, board up the home?
I have
supplies.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Would you buy, you know, supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to a home or, you know, relative, friend, or in other area? Or would not make any preparations? My home is already prepared.
So basically what I would do is I have accordion shutters. I would close the shutters. They're already up.
Mm-hmm.
I would have something that, purifies water no matter what. So I would fill the bathtub up with water.
Okay.
And then I have a generator. I got that. I would get gas for the generator. And I have all the
So pretty much you will not make any new preparations because your home is already prepared, right?
I would go out and buy some supplies.
Okay, so because I got to buy supplies and equipment and, you know, you say you have hurricane shutters, right? What up? All right.
I'm pretty well prepared, but everybody goes out and buys supplies when a hurricane comes. You got to go get some. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, and when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When hurricane watches issue, you know, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
I would say it could be secure in a few hours.
Okay. All right, so are you considering yourself and others in the household? How certain are you that your household, you know, will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you, like, very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
The question is, how concerned am I for what?
The question is, how certain that you, not, that you, that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage?
I am not concerned.
So, not, okay, so, not turning at all, right?
Like, no, I'm not concerned about that.
Okay, so very,
I'm understanding.
All right, so, can you please select the top three sources of information, you know, that you, you know, that's the internet sources, not the social media, the radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, or social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
I mean, obviously the internet, but probably, you know, TV, the Weather Channel. There's a lot of coverage down there for hurricanes.
TV, and what about the radio?
I don't really listen to the radio.
So, but you said social media, like maybe Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube?
None of that.
None of that. Okay. What about your friends and family?
No. I mean, I guess I would talk to friends as what they heard or whatever, maybe.
Yeah, just, you know, so, source of information, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And on a scale from 1 to 5, where, you know, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say a 4.
A 4, okay. All right, sir. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Property taxes, cost of housing, cost of insurance, cost of child care, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, or loss of income or employment, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. I'm about a mile from the beach, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane is, you know, or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
Probably never.
Probably never. Okay. All right, sir, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I probably would not leave.
Okay, not leave under. All right, sir, and how many vehicles are available in the household?
Well, I have me and then my tenant have a vehicle. So two.
Okay. All right, sir. And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy, if you know it?
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe like okay. 5,000. I don't know. I'm not sure.
5,000. Okay, we'll go with 5,000.
I honestly do not know.
Okay. So. No, right?
But it's hard. I don't even know if I put a claim in because they drop you. The insurance down here is garbage.
Okay. All right, sir. And how confident are you that you can come up with, you know, like a $2,000 unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say you're certain that you could come up with $2,000? I could probably come up with $2,000. Probably not come up with $2,000. Or I am certain that couldn't come up with $2,000.
I can come up with $2,000.
Okay. All right, sir. And how has your home insurance rate, you know, changed in the last 1 year? Would you say decreased significantly, you know, over like 10%? Decreased somewhat like 1 to 10%?
My insurance rate?
Yes, your insurance rate. So it increased maybe 1 to 10 or increased significantly over 10%?
It increased significantly.
Okay, what about over 1 to 3 years? Has it changed in the last 1 to 3 years?
Hell yeah, man. It's going up every year.
Okay, so it changed over 10%, right?
It's doubled since I bought the place 6 years ago.
Okay, 3 to 5 years? And you think it will stay the same or change?
Fuck no. No, it's going up.
Okay, and the last one says 5 to 10 years. Has it increased significantly? Okay.
Increased significantly.
All right. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage?
I looked around, and I did get another insurance provider, and I switched insurance, and I got it a little bit cheaper, but then it's going to go up again.
So you changed insurance provider, right?
I did, yes.
Okay, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range, you know, replacement value for which you are more, you know, you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured, you know, for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100, or 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I would have no insurance if I had the house paid off. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
but
I have to have insurance.
Uh-huh.
So I would say under 50, the lowest possible, under 50%.
Less than 60. Well, this is the lowest I have. Less than 60.
Whatever's the lowest, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And which of the following could you consider taking, you know, if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home with, you know, within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or
you're talking about
move from? Yes.
Okay.
If it continue to increase, you know, at the current rate or higher.
I'm literally trying to pay my house off so I can stop paying this insurance.
Yes, sir. But you would not. You probably would not move from the home, or you
no,
consider moving to another. Okay.
All right, sir.
In recent years, you know, there has been a trend among, you know, homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
Yes, 100%. I would cancel my insurance if my mortgage was paid off.
Uh-huh. Okay, if a major hurricane impacts your area, you know, which of these, you know, levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would you say federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would say federal and state government.
Federal and state, okay.
I mean, if they want to give money, I'll take it.
Uh-huh. Okay, sir, you know, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, you know, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced? One is not confidence, and 3 is reasonable confidence, and 5 is very high confidence.
The building codes are pretty solid here, at least in Fort Lauderdale. I'm pretty high. I would say
uh-huh.
5.
5. Okay, what about that? Okay.
There's a 4
or 5?
Oh, there's a 4. I'll take 4.
Yes,
I
got
too confident, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Okay, and, you know, the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. Would you say no confidence or very high confidence from 1 to 5?
Wait, say that one more time.
The local land use planning, you know, takes into account hurricane risk.
The local? When
local land use. Planning, yes.
Does it factor in hurricane risk?
That they take, you know, into account hurricane risk. How confident are you? What number of confidence would you say? Okay.
5, I guess. Is it 1 through 5?
5. Yes, sir.
5.
Okay, and the other one said the new developments, you know, take into account hurricane wind risk.
5.
5. The new developments take into account flood risk.
5.
And the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
5.
5. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or... And do you think, you know, your property or finances will be affected? The first one says, yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I do not believe it's happening.
Yes, I believe it's happening, and I don't think I will be affected.
You don't think, you do not know if... Or do not think, right?
I would say I'm not in a flood zone, so I don't think in my lifetime I will be affected. No.
Okay.
We
will not be affected. All right. All right, sir. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
Nothing.
So
I don't trust the government to take care of sea level rising in the state. But, you know, I guess if you had to do one, I don't know, I guess it would have to be, there's a choice for nothing or no?
I can write it down if you want me to write that down, if you think, you know, that no action should be taken, right?
I don't think that they should be taking more money. I think they have to just reallocate funds.
Right. Okay.
You know?
All right, sir. Uh-huh. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, you know, under 10 meters, 33 feet above, you know, sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
In my area, slightly concerned.
A slightly concerned. Okay. All right, sir. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was the neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, a flood zone, proximity to another family, or proximity to job? You can select up to three of those.
No, neighborhood and price.
Neighborhood and price. Okay. All right, sir, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5? So more than 20, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right, sir, and finally, I just have a few general, you know, background questions, and we will be finished, okay? I really thank you for your time. Could you please tell me your age? Are you from 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or older than 65?
I'm 35 to
54, 39. Oh, okay. All right, sir, and what is your gender?
I'm a male.
Okay, thank you. All right, and including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Well, it's a multi-family. I have multiple units. So I have me and then two other tenants. I have a studio and an apartment in the back.
So
three?
Total three, right? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there any under 12 years old?
No.
Are 65 and older?
No.
Okay, so zero. Okay. All right, sir, and what is your marital status? Would that be single, never been married, married or living with partner, widow, divorced,
single.
Or separated?
Single.
Okay. And what is the highest grade or, you know, of a school completed by an adult member of the household?
I graduated high school. That's it.
High school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm wondering, are you Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
I'm half Cuban.
So, yes, right. Okay. And
yes, sir.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Race of groups? I guess
yes,
white.
Yes, racial. Okay, racial groups. And what language is most, you know, often spoken in your home?
English,
all right. All right, sir, can you please tell me which is the, you know, income range of your household? Would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
Over 100.
Okay. All right, sir. With this, this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and help with this survey. Okay, you have a nice day, sir.
All right, have a great one. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good.